Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Bienvenidos a todos los que escuchan esta mañana en la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Don't just let it go by, you know. Hey, get your nets, you know. Be like a sponge and just catch it all, you know. Just sponge it all up. Amen. If my neighbor don't want it, I'll take it for myself. Amen. So anyway, bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por el video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. And we're going to be talking about staying ready to. And the Lord's not finished with you. So you know what? Don't quit. And don't limit yourself. Amen. When you have the greater one in you, man, you have no limits. Amen. You got the Word of God in you. You need to speak the Word over whatever the situation may be. Amen. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Remember this, He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen? So be available to Him. Again, stay ready. Amen? It says, know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And see yourself the way He sees you. He don't see you a loser. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. See yourself a winner. See yourself a champion. And know that you're an overcomer. Amen? Ooh, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. Amen? So, you know what? Let's do this. Just grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. My mind is alert. You know what? You got to keep it renewed because the battlefield is there. And you're going to think positive things. You're going to think negative things. But you know what? Stay with the positive. Amen. Say the right things, not the wrong things. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I've got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And the first one is this. It says, burn the bridges that lead you back to your old way of lifestyle. Amen. I don't want to go there anymore. And one of our scriptures is this. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ, and you know what? You need to know you belong to Him. He says He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. You've accepted Him, and He's going to come. He says this body is His temple. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and He's going to be with you. Amen? So it says, who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life is in. And you know what? You're going to be around people. And people are going to see you. And they see the physical you. They don't know that you had a spiritual rebirth. They didn't know that you have a spiritual birth. All they see is the same person. Because all they see is the physical. Amen. But you know what? Your words, your actions, your walk, your talk is going to change. And we're going to be hanging around with different people. Not with the old lifestyle. Not with the old friends, okay? You know, some friends come around, but you know, they're going to be there for a while. Some are going to go midway, and some of them, they're going to stick with you no matter what. And they're going to be there to pray for you and say, I'm with you. I'm holding you. I'm protecting you. You know, I'm going to pray for you. So, no, that's the kind of friends you want around you, amen? Woo, hallelujah. I'm excited. So, anyway, the other scripture is this. Ephesians 5:1 says, therefore, be imitators of God. You know, we want to imitate everything. You know, we see football, we want to be like the greatest football player. Whatever we see, we want to be like. But Ephesians 5:1 in the Amplified says, therefore, be imitators of God. And the more time you spend with Him, the better your relationship with Him grows. You know, He says, you draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. So we need to have relationship on a daily basis. It says, copy Him and follow His examples. How are you going to follow His examples? We're going to be talking about a playbook, and His example is in the Word. But you got to open it up, and you got to read it, and you got to get it in you. And you got to stay filled, because the world is going to empty you. Amen? Whew, you're going to be around people, and they're going to drain you. So you got to stay full of the Word. Amen? Don't let yourself get empty, because you're going to start acting like them, imitating them. Amen? So don't let yourself go empty. Amen? Praise God. It says, copy Him and follow his examples as well-beloved children imitate their father. Amen. So be careful. Whew, praise God. I've got a couple of more nuggets I want to read at you. It says, stay ready. We're going to be talking about stay ready to fulfill God's plan for your life. You know what? He called you, he anointed you, and he equipped you. But he's got a great plan for you. It says, wake up each day knowing where you're headed, which direction you're taking, and what you're going to accomplish. Don't allow the distractions and busyness of your course. You know, I'm telling you, if you ain't ready, that rage is going to get you. People is going to get you. They're going to say the things that just rub you the wrong way. And they're going to call you all kind of names. So you got to stay ready. Do not be distracted by the busyness of life get you off course. Ask yourself, is what I'm doing moving me towards my God-given plan? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't be distracted and spend your time and energy on things that are not helping you fulfill your plan. Remember, God's plans are blessed. As you walk in his plans for your life, you will experience his abundance in everything that you set your hand to do. Amen. So just remember that. Again, he put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose. And he's got a great plan for you. But you know what? You got to go to the one who gives you the plan so you can know what you're supposed to do. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Amen. I've got a little more to say about that in a few minutes, but you go to the one that's got the plan for your life. He didn't put you here to lose and have a hard time. Bible says in John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So, you know, don't just listen and receive anything the world says or somebody tells you. Does it line up with the word of God? If it don't line up with the word of God, don't receive it. You know what? That's not for me. Maybe it's for the neighbor. Maybe it's for somebody else. But I'm not receiving it. You got to tell yourself these things, you know. Otherwise, you start wrestling with it and the battlefield is on. You say, well, maybe that's true. Maybe they know more than I do. Maybe this, maybe that. If it don't line up with the word of God, immediately put it in the trash can and leave it there. Amen. That's trash. That's not for me. That's for somebody else. But the greater one is in me. So I'm going to receive his plan. One more, and then we'll get started with the lesson. It says words. Words. Listen, words. God spoke this world into existence. That's how powerful words are. It says, words are serious business. Words are carriers of life and death, faith or fear. Maybe if you've got some fears, you've been confessing the wrong things. We, as children of God, believers, we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, sight, you're going to see things that's going to scare you. I say, wait a minute. Positive or negative, right or wrong, speaking faithful words is speaking words that agree with the word of God instead of circumstances. Amen. Speaking faithful words are speaking words that agree with God's word. Amen. So wishing and hoping won't get the job done. Speaking from your spirit instead of from your mind. Just because you're thinking it don't mean you got to speak it out. Amen. Because you may be thinking the wrong thing. So don't let wrong things come out. And don't be negative things come out. Speak positive things only. Faith-filled words. Speak from your spirit and not from your mind. Stop telling it like it is. You can have what you say. If you don't speak to your mountain is going to speak to you. Amen. So whatever that mountain may be, it may be fear, maybe whatever, is coming against you, but it's going to talk to you. You got to speak to it. The Bible says, submit yourself to God. You resist the devil or whatever is coming against you. Amen. You resist it. He's already did it. He paid for it all at the cross. And it's for you to use, but you got to use it. You got to speak it. You got to get it in you before it comes out. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. So start speaking and believing the promises of God's word. Put the power of words to work for you. Amen. That's what Jesus did. And he showed us he's our greatest example. And we are to imitate him. Amen. But you got to get in the Word. You can't do it any other way. It's His way or the highway. It's His way or hell. Amen. So you make a choice. Do you want to go up or you want to go down? The choice is yours. He gave us a plan. He gave us a way. And He says, there's no other way to the Father except through me. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. So if you haven't received them, you know, you watching, you listening, you need to decide right now. It's your choice. It's not His choice. Well, He'll make me. No, He's not going to make you because He gave you a free will. Yes, He is. Amen. He gave you a free will, and you got to confess Him as your Lord and Savior. And you know, one of these days, it's going to be too late. Amen. So don't give up. Praise God. So we're going to do some reviews, and then we'll get into it. But it says, stay ready, number two. It says, wherever you are. And you know what? We got people all over the world. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He said, we're talking about people. And we can't get away from people. Everywhere we go, there's people. It says, wherever you are, be available. God wants to use you. Go to the next one. God wants to use you when? Now. It says, stay ready. Jesus is not finished with you. He wants to use you. So you know what? Don't give up. I've heard too many stories of people just giving up. A 92 and a 93-year-old couple committed suicide. You know, if they knew their God, they wouldn't do stuff like that. Amen. So you got to stay positive and not negative. This world will drive you to your grave if you let it. So be careful what you hear, what you listen. Bible says to renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. Because that's the battlefield. I can't say it enough, you know. You have to keep going. These are good. God wants to use you when? Now. And you know what? Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And you know why He put you here? Because He has a plan for you. He has a mission for you. Jesus came with a mission. And He fulfilled this mission. But you know what? He's the head and we're the church. We're the body. We're His body. Who's He going to use? He's going to use His body. The church. We're the church. And He's got a plan for you. And He wants you to go out and do what He called you to do. How do you know what to do? You go spend time with Him. Amen. Have a relationship with Him. Hallelujah. It says now means there's no other way. And go to the next one. The next one tells you right there in John 14:6. It says in the New King James says, Jesus says to him, I am the way, the truth, the life. It says no one comes to the Father except through me. Your riches can't get you into heaven. Nothing else can get you into heaven. I don't care who you're serving. Says Jesus says, I am the only way. The Amplified says, Jesus said to him, I am what? The only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And you see me capitalized. So there's no other way. I don't care who told you what. Does it line up with the Word of God? Is it from the Word? You heard something and it sounds good, but you know what? If it's not in here, just trash it. Says that's not of God. It don't agree with the Word of God. I don't care how well it sounds, you know. If it's not in there, let it go. Woo! He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for a part-time. Keep going. He wants you to be a participator, not a spectator. So He don't want you to be part-time. He wants you to be full-time. You know, hey, part-time believers, no match to a full-time devil. He's full-time. We need to be full-time ourselves. Amen. He wants to have a relationship with full-time believers. Amen. He's not looking for part-time believers. Amen. He's looking for those that stay ready, who stay ready, available, committed, faithful, and passionate to be used. Amen. And there he is right there. Ready. What's ready means? It says prepared. You know how you prepare yourself? Again, get in the Word. Prepare yourselves. Every day before you go out, spend time with Him. Say, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Man, I plead the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with Jesus. I put on the whole armor of God before you go anywhere. And prepare yourself because the world will have you lunch in a heartbeat. Amen. It says available, obtainable, accessible, committed, dedicated, loyal, devoted, faithful, reliable, and dependable, and passionate. Have a hunger and a thirst. Be excited, enthusiastic, and zealous for God. Amen. You go to a football game, you go to sport events, you go to a dance, you go to some worldly events, and you know what? They're excited. They're serving their God. Amen. They're passionate for it, you know. Why can't we? We come and spend time with Him, we look so sad. We come and sit in church and, oh my God, are you hearing the word? It says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He says, I've given you a new day. And what does it say? Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let go of the worries. Let go of the weights. Let go of all the distractions that are coming against you. He says, give it to me. Cast it on me. Why are you still holding on to it? You don't walk out to the dumpster and walk your trash over there and then bring it back into the house. You drop it and you leave it there. He says, cast it on me. Why are you still holding on to it? I want you to fulfill your mission, but you can't do it dragging all this weight. And sometimes there could be some people that are still holding you back. Let them go. Distractions, sin, whatever it is, let it go. Leave it in the trash. Cast it on Him. He already knows anyway. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. We need to do the same thing. We need to surrender ourselves to Him. Amen. Whew. Man, this is good. I'm already blessed, brother. Hallelujah. Be participators, not spectators. Again, I kind of mentioned this last week. But, you know, Coach Jesus, He wants you to be ready. Stay ready. Amen. You know what? A coach, he trains his players. And, you know, when he sends them out on the court, when he sends them out on the field, they are ready. They know what to do. You know, he gives them a playbook. He says, you know what? Take this playbook and learn it. And I want you to stay ready and be ready when I call on you. Amen. Coach Jesus has given us something. He's given us His word. This is the plan. This is the playbook of life. Amen. We need to go in here so you know what to do when life comes at you. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's not easy. Amen. But you got to be ready. You know what the playbook says. You know what the Bible says. You know what the Word of God says. And you know what? You confess the Word. And it'll go and make a way for you. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. So Coach wants you to be ready. He wants you to be ready. Why? Because He has a plan for you. And He wants you to be involved. He didn't send you here to sit on your como se llama. He wants you to be busy for Him. Stay ready. First, you can leave right there. It says, the Bible says, well, you know, we got to stop saying, I can't. Because the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, it says, I. You know, you can scratch the I and just put your name there. Yes. Amen. Right on your Bible. Personalize it. Put your names there. Jose can do all things through who? Through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength. How many times do you think Jesus went to the Father and says, Father, I need your strength? Man, them people way back was just as ugly as they are right now. So there's rude, there's ugly, all kinds of negative people out there. Ugly people. I'm not talking about ugly looking. I'm talking about in their ways, ugly in their ways. Amen. And they want to tell you negative things because they're jealous, because they want to live the way you do as a child of God, but they can't make the commitment. They can't separate themselves from the world. Amen. Whew. And the Amplified, it says, I can do all things which He has called me to do. Who's called you to do it? He has. But since I can say, I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me. Again, I said it a couple of Sundays back, we're here to be empowered to do the work of God. We're not here to be entertained. Well, you know, you just came and sat because you want to meet your Sunday quota. We're not going to entertain you. We're going to empower you with the Word of God so you can go and accomplish the plan God has for you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. It says, I am self-sufficient in God's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who influenced me with inner strength and confidence and peace. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. We're going to take it, tell you like it is. Amen. It says, stay ready and available. We stay ready and available for everyone but God. We got to change that. We try to impress, excite, amaze, and influence everyone but God. And we magnify the problem more than we magnify our God. So we have to be careful. Amen. Also, be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Should be the next one. Yeah. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. He died for you. He paid a price. We owe him. Amen. We're a debt we cannot pay. Amen. So praise God. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Put God first, and you will reap the blessings. I'm getting way ahead of myself, but it's not about luck. It's not about being unlucky or being lucky. It's about being blessed. He wants to bless you. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So he wants to bless you. Amen. Again, magnify your problem, not magnify your God, not your problem. We got to get it right. Magnify him, not the problem, because the problem is going to be there. Amen. Problem is going to be there. God, keep going. Says God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Amen. So he's qualified the call. You know this. Amen. Know this, because he wants to use every one of us. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Well, we're doing good. Matthew 6:33, we talked about, it says, but seek what? First, his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. You know what? Remember this, church. You're fighting a spiritual battle. In the flesh, you're going to be defeated. But if you take the word and that playbook, and you learn that playbook, you learn the word of God, and you speak the word of God, those worries, you cast them on him, and you're going to win. Amen. You got to speak, and you got to live, and you got to talk. You got to walk and talk the talk. Amen. Otherwise, you're fighting a spiritual battle, and you cannot defeat it in the flesh. Amen. So, let's remember that. Amen. Again, keep going. These are good. Again, we said it a few minutes ago, but you know what? You can write this down, and you can confess this before you leave your home each and every day as he wakes you up. It says, this is the day. Who has given you this day? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. And the New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Make it your own. He says, well, you know what? God gave me this day, and I'm not going to be sad. I'm not going to be upset. You know, I'm not going to worry about what's on this day. I'm going to be glad and rejoice, because the greater one is with me. Amen. The greater one is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Woo, hallelujah. Keep going. These are all nuggets. These are all good. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, when everyone is in Christ, he is a whole new, it's a whole new world. The old things are gone. Suddenly, everything is new. But remember, God uses people, his people. But you know what? The enemy is going to use his people too. And people are going to see you, and they're going to come and say something negative. They're going to say something ugly to you. If you're not prepared, if you're not ready, you're going to say something back that's not going to be nice. Amen. But you know what? They were ugly to him. They were not nice to him. And they, whatever they did to him, they're going to do to you. But you know what? He was prepared. He stayed ready. We have to do the same thing. We're to imitate him, so nobody can take you down. You know, we've said it like this before. Don't let people drag you into their storms. You pull them into your peace. Amen. Know the greater one is in you, and you got peace about you. And you know, instead of you being dragged into the world, into the ugly way, into the storm of life, no, you drag them into your peace. You know, what did Jesus say when they woke him up? He said, wake up. What, don't you care? Don't you care that we're going to die? He says, you know what? Peace, be still. Whatever storms are coming, in Jesus' name, peace be still. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. New King James says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. They're not going to see you that way. They're going to try to drag you down. They're going to say things to make you feel bad. But you know what? you don't have to receive it. It don't line up with the Word of God. He said, I'm a new creature in Christ, so I'm going to live my new life. Amen. And don't let nobody, no distractions or any people or anybody pull you away from that. Only way you're going to pull away from it is if you pull away from it. Amen. And you know what? You've dethroned yourself and you ask him to come into your life. Now you put him on the throne. Let him be your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And whatever you do unto God, listen, it says work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. You know, if I'm going to do it for people, they were ugly to me. So I'm not going to be nice to you. He says, do it as if you was working for him and not for people rather than people. It says, remember that the Lord will reward each one of us for the good we do, whether we be slaves or free. Amen. And the King James, New King James says, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord. So you gotta do this on a daily basis, not just once in a while. You gotta remind yourself, renew your mind, and confess what the Word of God says. And not for men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. These are blessing me. I don't know if it's blessing you. Keep going. Go to the next one. There we go. John 10:10 says, the thief, the enemy, the devil, the diablo, whatever you want to call him, does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. The Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they might have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. That's what he wants you to do. You know, if you don't have him, if you haven't confessed him as Lord and Savior, it's time that you do. You know what? All the troubles you've been going through, all the distractions and all the things that you've been going through, it's about time you confess him as your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And start living for him and fulfill whatever plan he has for you. He didn't exclude you. You excluded yourself. And you chose to be like the prodigal son and go into the world and do your thing. Well, you know what? Quit being a people pleaser and start being a God pleaser. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And see yourself again the way he sees you. A winner. Amen. Be a winner for him. Join God's winning team. You know what? God's winning team never loses. He never lost. Amen. Ooh. And when the devil come around, remind him, you're a defeated foe. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep going. These we had last week, but I want to show them to you again. The day enemy comes, number one, says avoid these killers. What's the number one killer? Satan, sin, John 10:10. They also, be careful who you share your plans, your dreams, your vision with, because they're dream killers. There's passion killers. Amen. They don't want you to have these things. They're mission killers, motivation killers, time killers, and vision killers. Amen. So you be careful. You know, if you go to him and share it with him, he knows already. But, you know, you're going to fulfill it. You get around the right people and share. And they're going to pray with you. And they're going to encourage you. You go into the world, and they're going to put you down. So you can't do that, man. Take care of yourself. Now, don't worry about those things. Don't do those things. That's not right. You know, have fun. Enjoy yourself. Their way of having fun is the wrong way. Keep going. Hallelujah. Huh. Satan, people, cares that want to steal your love, your joy, and your peace. Renew your mind because that's the battlefield. So keep your mind renewed at all times. Replace the bad thoughts with the Word of God. Amen. Just control your tongue. Speak faithful words. The tongue is powerful. Again, it says in Proverbs 18:21, it says the tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. Again, if you're sowing negative seed, if you're sowing bad seed, you know, that's what you're going to grow. Amen. And you're sowing it in your garden. And you're going to reap what you sow. So you have to be careful. The King James, actually, we got it in Amplified as well, but it says, King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Again, the power of the words you're speaking. Are you giving it life or are you giving it death? Give it life. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will indulge it and will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Amen. Of their words. Your words. Amen. So you know what? When you get full of the word of God, you have more control. Amen. And you put a guard on your lips. And you're not going to speak those things you used to say. Don't say the things you used to say. We're not pleasing people anymore. We're pleasing God. And God's going to be happy with you because, you know what? You're holding your words. And you're being Christ-like and not like the world. Amen. Woo. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And the next one, you can write this down here. It says, Ephesians 4:27, easy to read version says, do not or don't give devil a way to defeat you. How does he know how to defeat you? By the words you're speaking. Amen. The words you're speaking. You know what? You speak negative. You think you got your door closed and the devil can't come in. But you know what? The words you spoke, you just open the door and say, come on in. Don't give him a way to defeat you. And words is one of the biggest ones. Amen. You're just letting him in. And New King James says, nor give place to the devil. Don't give him place. You know what? You see him hitching a ride, don't pick him up. See, let somebody else. You know what? Somebody else is going to pick you up, but not me. You've driven me long enough. Amen. We've dethroned him, and we put Jesus on the throne. Amen. So we're not going back to the old ways. We're pressing on with the new way. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. So stop the stinking thinking. Do right, not wrong. Be positive, not negative. Let go of the guilt, the griefs, the grudges, and the bad memories of anything that tries to hold you back. Remember, don't limit yourself, and don't put limits on your God, and don't put limits on yourself. Say, I can't. Well, God says you can do all things through him. So don't go around saying, I can't. I can't learn this. I can't do this. You're saying the wrong things. Do you do it? And I say, Lord, in you I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Praise God. Press on. Amen. He told the crippled man, he says, get up, pick up your bed, and go. So you know what? We've been carrying that bed too long, and we've been sitting too long. It's time to get busy for him. He didn't say to come and sit and do nothing. Amen. Just like the talents, you know, one of them buried it. He said, well, I was afraid I was going to lose it, you know, so I just saved it. No, he wants you to do something. He says, I'll take you hot and I'll take you cold. He said, but don't be lukewarm. Don't just go bury yourself and do nothing. He didn't put you here to be idle. He put you here to be busy about the Father's business. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. If it ain't blessing you, it's blessing me. Stay ready, stirred up and fired up. With passion for God. Stop the pity party. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Listen, if you don't know, you're called. You're anointed. He's equipped you to do all things through him. So why are you still having a pity party? Because you can't please the world? Because you can't please a person? Because you can't do this? When you spend time with him, he'll tell you, press on, child of God. Press on. Press on, child. Amen. So stop feeling sorry for yourself. You're chosen by God to be in his winning team. You're in God's winning team. Amen. And he's going to use you to reach people. Amen. Stop the poor pity, old poor me attitudes. You're a winner. You're a champion. You're an overcomer. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. Stop saying life is unfair to me. I'm unlucky. I'm lucky. No, you know what? Luck and unluck shouldn't be in a believer's words. That's not for me. It's not about being lucky. It's about being blessed. Amen. It says, change the way you think. Renew your mind and start speaking the word of God. Amen. Speak faith-filled words. The word says, I can do all things through Christ. Not because I'm lucky, but because I'm blessed. Amen. because I'm blessed. Luck, unlucky, and bad luck. You know what? Let go and let God. Yeah. Amen. And you know, here's the thing is, he says, press on. He says, Peter, you denied me 3 times. I can't use you anymore. That's not what he says. You know what he says? He chose him to go and preach. And thousands came into the kingdom of God. People give up on you. But God never gives up on you. He didn't put you here to lose. Amen. He put you here to use you. So you need to spend time with him so you know what it is he wants you to do. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. As long as you're doing it on him, you know what? He's going to bless you. And but he blesses you to be a blessing. Don't just hold on to it. Amen. Woo. If bad things are happening, check your words, check your actions. You got to get yourself right. It says, and your Christian walk. Check your words, your actions, and your Christian walk. Close the door to Satan and sin. Close your door to distractions. Whatever it is that's keeping you from serving, you know what? Let it go. Amen. Whatever weight, whatever sin, whatever distraction it is, whatever person it is, let them go. You can't drag them with you. You can't fulfill God's plan when you're dragging all this weight behind you. Amen. Man, praise God. Stay ready, stay available. Is what motivated the church into action to get up and go. Get up here, como se llama, and press on. Start serving and being available because they caused the apostles to be bold and go and fulfill what God called them to do and follow him. You know, the apostles followed him. He says, can I borrow your boat? He borrowed his boat and he went out and preached to the crowd. And when he was done, he says, you know, launch out certain so far. And he says, cast your nets. He said, cast your nets. And they cast a net. He said, wait a minute. We've been out all night. We didn't catch anything. And we're fishermen. And you're going to tell us what to do? But, you know, he said, but. And that's a good but. But, he says, because you said it, we'll be obedient and we'll go and do what you told us. And you know what? They obeyed and they went out and they caught so much fish. They asked for help. They needed help to bring up what they caught. Amen. He wants to bless you. I don't care what the world promised you. If it's not God's plan for your life, it ain't going to happen. Amen. I'd rather have his plan, his blessed plan for my life than be unplanned from the world. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought that was going to give me a good amen, but says being staying ready and available caused Jesus to fulfill this plan. Lord, help me. Amen. Work for you. It's going to work for me. Staying ready and available is what takes a normal born-again believer and turns them and him and her into a supernatural believer and fired up for God. Amen. Woo, praise God. Jesus, our greatest example of staying ready. Give your best. Amen. Don't be a crowd pleaser. Don't be a coward. Coward is a quitter, a chicken, a weakling, a scaredy cat. It says, don't be a coward about your relationship with me. You embarrassed. And he wants you to share with somebody, but you're too embarrassed. He says, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Right. Amen. So don't be a coward. You know, they'll cuss you in a heartbeat. And they have no problems with it. So, you know, why don't you let the word of God out of you? All you need to do is open your mouth and let the word come out. Don't be half-hearted, unenthused, weak, or uncommitted. Give it all you got. If you're going to follow me, stay ready and be available. You got to give it some get-up-and-go power. Amen? Be on fire and not lukewarm. In Revelations, leave it right there. It says, then I heard the Lord say, asking, whom shall we send? Whom shall I send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us? And you said, I said, here I am, send me. You know, when you're on fire for God, says, Lord, I'm ready. Coach, I'm ready. I'm ready to go play. I'm ready to go out in the field. I'm ready to go out in the court. I'm ready. I'm ready, man. You got yourself ready. Be on fire for God. Amen. But don't just let somebody else do it. You can do all things through Him. Amen. The King James says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, the voice of the Lord is saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, and you can put your name there. Here I am. Here am I, says, send me. And you can put your name there. And you know what? He chose you. You know why He chose you? Because He calls you and He put you here. Again, He put you here to win, not to lose. Amen. So the coach says, hey, I choose you. Come on. Let's get into this game of life. Amen. And you got that game plan of life, you know, and you could do all things through Christ. Praise God. No matter what's coming against you, the greater one is in you. And you're on God's winning team. You got to remind yourself these things. Amen. Confess these things for yourself. Amen. God wants to use you. He has a plan for you. Ooh, man, I'm getting way ahead of myself. Keep going, brother. It says, Revelation 3:16 says, but since you are lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. The New King James says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. You know what? If you're going to stay hot for Him, you don't have to get cold and you don't have to get lukewarm, you know, trying to please the crowd, trying to please the world. No, please Him. Amen. Be on fire for Him. I'm not going to change. God gave His best. Jesus gave His best. And you can give your best. I'm a new child. I'm a new child. I'm a new person in Christ. Amen. Don't let the world, don't let the devil or the world pull you down. Amen. Praise God. Be ready. Stay ready and passionate for God. Talk it, show it, and walk it. Watch your words, watch your actions. Be ready, be passionate in serving Him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to read this last one, and then we're going to close here. Okay, amen. It says, the joy of the Lord is the strength, right? No, the next one. Keep going. Next one. One more. Oh, that's it. No, that was it. There was it. Says, God wants to use you. He has a plan for you. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Go to the one who knows your plans. Yes. You go to Him. He knows your plans. He put you here, and He put you here to win. Amen. He called you and put you there. He says, do not go to someone who will misguide you. Uh-huh. It says, no horoscope, no psychic, no witch, no booze, no drugs can help you. Only the one who knows your plan. Coach knows your plan. Yes, amen. Amen. And you got the playbook. So you know what? You can go and do what Coach wants you to do. Amen. Go play and give it your best. Amen. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, in the NIV, says, for I know the plans I have for you. You can put your name there. I know the plans I have for you. So you go to the plan maker. Amen. It says, declare the Lord plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope in a future. Amplify says, I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to for peace and well-being and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Again, the world is going to misguide you. People, ungodly people are going to misguide you. We got ungodly and godly people out there. You got to be ready. Amen. So we're going to close there. Amen. So praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, you've been running too long. You know, it's time that you make yourself ready for Him. Be ready for Him. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And He will. And He's got a plan for you. He's called you, anointed you, and He's equipped you to go and fulfill what it is He wants you to do. And some of you have been running. You turn your back on Him. You know, it's time for you to rededicate yourself and say, Lord, I'm running from you. I want to come back home like a prodigal son, you know. And you know what He's going to say? He says, I forgive and forget. We got to remember this, church, because we want to hold all the time. We want to hold these things all the time. Jesus forgives and forget. We got to do the same thing. If He can forgive and forget us, forgive and forget us, we need to do the same thing. He's our greatest example. We're to imitate Him, forgive and forget. And you know what? He can deal with them better than we can do ourselves. Amen. So let's remember that and come back to Him and rededicate your life back to Him. Amen. And He's not going to turn you away. And don't let nobody say, well, you know, you sinned too bad, God can't use you anymore. That's not scriptural. It's not scriptural. It's not in the Word. That's just somebody said something that popped in their head, okay? So He wants to use you. He put you here to be used, not to sit. And not to say you're not qualified anymore. Yeah. Amen. So let's remember that. You got sickness in your body? Just let it go. Yeah. You know, God's put this on me, you know, to show me something. Let me tell you something. There's no sickness in hell for God to give it to you. Amen. He put it all on Jesus at the cross. He says, by His stripes, I am healed. Jesus took it all for you. So all you need to say, by Jesus' stripes, I'm well and I'm healed. Amen. So I'm not receiving that sickness. Go in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. So you know what? No malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning the way He created it to function. I'm not receiving no sickness. I'm not receiving any malfunctions. Amen. You're a child of God and you got blessings. You got blood covenant. Amen. Woo. So let's remember that. And it's time to give. Those watching and listening, if we still want to pay your tithes and offerings, just go to our website. And it says NBCBigBen.com. Press that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. We just want to say we love you, thank you, and God bless you. Amen. Remember, He wants to use you. Amen. And stay ready. Stay ready. You stay ready for Him. Amen. Praise God.